The college basketball experience, transfer portal mania, biggest winners and losers from this past weekend. Edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today using that promo code at Underdog Fantasy, TCE, SGPN, to get a 100% deposit match today. Welcome, everybody, to the College Basketball Experience, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Monday night, April the 22nd. Woo, buddy, man. We have had a fucking chaotic weekend in college hoops. Told you it was going to be chaotic with all those spring visits. College football spring games left and right. People visiting for their transfer portal visits. So, hey, we'll recap all the action from this past weekend. Look ahead to who's still available. Get out some winners, losers, maybe a future two at the end. But hey, if you're wondering who you're listening to, I am Moneyline Mac, aka the former video coordinator for Bob Huggins and Frank Martin, also known as Mac tonight. Come on, make it Mac tonight. Welcome to another Mac Tonight edition on the College Basketball Experience. Rocking solo here tonight, recapping, trust me, a ton of action. Let's get right into it because the action was heavy. Let's start it off in the Big Ten where the Indiana Hoosiers struck gold again. Mike Woodson and company land Stanford guard, transfer guard, 6'3 freshman, 12 points a game. Cannon Carlisle, this one had been rumored for weeks, finally goes official when it gets on campus. He joins the good portal class of Omar Ballo and Miles Rice. Big year for Mike Woodson. We talked about it, year number four. So he's hit it heavy in the portal so far. The shooter from Illinois also hit the portal. Rumors that he will become an Indiana Hoosier. I'm drawing a blank on his name right now for some reason. The redhead. But yeah, he's an Indianapolis kid. I believe it's Gotti. Gotti or Gaudi. Yes, Gotti from Illinois. So rumor is that he's going to be a Indiana Hoosier, join that transfer portal class. Stay tuned if whenever that actually becomes official. But good class so far for Mike Woodson in year number four. Like I said, a pivotal year. Tell you who had a hell of a weekend. I don't know what was in the water up there in Michigan because Michigan had five commits this weekend. I know they had the spring game. I know they played Ohio State in football. And speaking of Ohio State, this is fucking disgusting, Roddy Gal. He's transferred from Ohio State to Michigan. I think we need to put some damn rules in place that you're not allowed to transfer from Ohio State to Michigan or vice versa. Alabama to Auburn. We'll talk about that here in a minute. Duke, Carolina. You name it. You can't transfer to your arch rival. That needs to be a rule in this NIL portal era, but he does so. He was at Ohio State for 2 years, 14 points a game, 4 rebounds. Also coming over with him that was on campus this weekend and on Ann Arbor this weekend, Danny Wolf, big fella from Yale, 7-foot kid. That was a big part of why they won the Ivy League, why they beat Auburn in the tournament, 14 points. 10 rebounds, 35% from three. Shout out to the chat. Like you said, only five commits. Only five commits in one weekend. Yeah, this is fucking crazy. Reuben Jones, also part of that five only commits class from the Mean Green. 6'5", guard, 12 points game. Shot the three, 42%. Sam Walters, the lefty from Alabama. 6'10", 5 points, 30, also 40%. So you can see what Dusty May and that staff focused in on. Want guys that can make shots, spread you out, because in the Big Ten, it's such a gauntlet. So Also, Trey Donaldson coming over from Auburn. So they got an Alabama kid, they got an Auburn kid, they got an Ohio State kid, they got Yale, North Tech. They got everybody coming to Michigan in year number one of Dusty May. We'll see when Vlad ever does officially go there. But yeah, Noah Beanick happy. Noah Beanick was on campus this weekend. I'm sure he was rubbing elbows with these guys. But Trey Donaldson, 7 points, 41%. At least he didn't transfer to Alabama like the other guy that we'll talk about here in a minute. But good weekend for Dusty May and company and staff. Mike Boyden's associate head coach there. Good weekend for the Wolverines and go blue for all those fans out there, because they're trying to flip this thing in 1 year. And Dusty May's doing a good job going on campus, going fraternity to fraternity, sorority to sorority, getting the fans back engaged in Michigan basketball. So we'll see. We'll see what they do with the rest of the portal. They got a lot of spots to fill. We talked about this one last week, transitioning over to the best league in the land, the Big 12. They got a new point guard, and his name is Jeremy Roach from Duke, four-year starter, kind of was the bridge guy from Coach K to John Shire. Speaking of which, Duke's got seven guys that have hit the portal. I did not see that coming. But anyway, this is the floor general that Scott Drew needs, played in big games, played in the Final Four, Elite Eight this year. It's guard you back at Baylor University. So Scott Drew decides to stay. There's going to be more to come. We've talked about Adu from Tennessee. That's been the rumors. But yeah, when it actually becomes official, we don't report anything until it actually becomes official. We got enough people out there claiming they got all these fucking sources. So, but Roach right now is going to be the head man for Scott Drew. They're going to be a top 10 team, just like Kansas, just like Houston, just like Iowa State in that league. So those have been really those are going to be the top four in the Big 12 most likely next year. Shout out to Chet David. Your Arizona Wildcats are not going to be in the top four as of right now. They got a lot of work to do. But tell you what, who's got some work to do too? All you watching right now over at the College Experience, you need to get on over there, because the NFL Draft is this week on the Sports Gambling Podcast. They got you covered with the NFL Draft props all the way leading up to it with mock drafts and their NFL Draft Watch Party. Tune in Thursday night on the Sports Gambling Podcast YouTube page and hang with the guys for the NFL Best Draft. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get there because I'm actually going to be out of town this weekend, but my Skins are picking number two. They're going to pick a quarterback. I'm undecided who I want. I probably want Drake May. I know that's a cut. I know a lot of people love Jaden Daniels. I'm more of a Drake May guy. I like the size, like the arm, like the upside. But hey, if they take Daniels, they take Daniels. I know McCarthy's been skyrocketing lately. So we'll see. I mean, we can only go up with us Skins fans. It's been a long, long time. Start by ditching that stupid-ass Commander's name, but I feel like I'm talking to a dead wall here. But anyway, let's transition back over to college hoops. Let me take a swig of this. Yes, shout-out to David. It is a Miller Lite kind of night. Mark Mitchell, speaking of Dukies, going over to Missouri. This is an interesting one because Mark Mitchell, highly touted coming out of high school. I felt like at times he was really good, but I felt like it was a little bit underwhelming. Finished at Duke 2 years, 12.6 rebounds this past year. Hell of a rebuilding or reloading job for Dennis Gates in a pivotal year here. He joins the companies of Tony Perkins, Jacob Cruz, and Marquise Warwick coming over from Iowa, Northern Kentucky, and UT Martin. So looking forward to seeing what the Tigers got to rest of the portal, because we know Dennis Gates is going to reload. He's gonna go in that portal heavy and often, reload with 10 new guys. So we'll see what happens coming down the stretch here in the portal window that closes on May 1st, may I add. Kentucky finally got one. I think they're going to get a couple more here coming down the stretch with Mark Pope. Amari Williams, big fella from Drexel, CAA big man, lefty, 6'10", 12 points, 8 rebounds, really good body, 2 blocks a game. He was good. He was good for Zach Spiker in the CAA. I think he'll be good at Kentucky. There are rumors that Osabar would team up, so you may have two lefties in the front court for Kentucky fans. We'll see what happens there. But they need some guards as well, so we'll see where Mark Pope goes. They've been involved with a lot of transfers. John L. Davis, I mean, the kid from Dayton that the sharpshooter that has every blue blood listed on his list. That was something else. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Kentucky in year number one of Mark Pope, how he wants to play. Well, I don't think he's going to play like he did at BYU because he's going to have a different level of athlete. So it's a lot of wait and see. It's a lot of prove it to that fan base that's very hungry to get back to Final Fours. But I think they got the right guy in Mark Pope. Reminder, everybody, put your questions in the chat. We'll do the little mailbag segment at the end where I'll go rapid fire down the list so we can make this more interactive rather than me just listing off 7 zillion, billion, whatever fucking Joe Biden said that one day, names that hit the transfer portal. But Tyler Bilodeau, Oregon State kid, 6'9", 14.6 rebounds, 35% from three, joins a good little class for Mick Cronin at UCLA, Eric Daly, Kobe Johnson. Oh, yeah. So another guy that went rival to rival from USC to UCLA. And then Sky Clark from Louisville to UCLA. I'll say it again. Mick Cronin will not miss the NCAA tournament back-to-back year. So you can pencil UCLA into the big dance next year. They will be back playing into the second weekend potentially. So we'll, I want to see what the rest of the roster looks like because as they head into the Big Ten. Interesting one here. Tyrese Hunter is going from, well, he started at Iowa State, then he went to Texas. Now he's going to play for Penny Hardaway in Memphis at the FedEx Forum, 6-foot guard. Always was kind of just a shadow guy at Texas, I felt like, behind A. Smith, behind Carr. I never thought he should have left to Iowa State, but I get it. You chase the money, you chase the big dream, and I don't know. We'll see how he finishes up at Memphis for Penny Hardaway. They never lack talent. He joins P.J. Haggerty from Tulsa, the big fella from Illinois that hit the portal 5 minutes after they lost to UConn, Dane Danger from Illinois, Colby Rogers as well. So Memphis has dudes. We'll see if Penny can coach him next year. All right, I'm taking a drink before this next one. Aiden Holloway goes from, we had an Ohio State to Michigan. Aiden Holloway's going from Auburn to Alabama. Oh, my God, what are we doing in this country? Holloway, talented, no secret about it. Freshman, 6'1", 7 points a game, 3 assists. That's not the issue. You cannot go from Auburn to Alabama. You got to have a little, there's got to be a line, everybody. There's got to be a line where you cannot go from your arch rival. Oh, my God, this is just repulsive. I want to end the show right now. But I'll continue on. He joins Chris Youngblood. They got good guards. We'll see what happens with Sears. I think Sears may be gone, but you never know with NIL. Especially if you're a second-round pick, there's no reason to go to the NBA when you can make more money coming back to school. Also, Houston Mallett also coming over from Pepperdine. So, Nate Oates reloading. He'll have a good team. They'll be in the top 20. So are Auburn. And, yeah, maybe some other guys will transfer from Alabama to Auburn next year. Who the fuck knows? There's no rules in this shit anymore. Or morals. There's no morals. It's ridiculous. Micah Parrott's going over from San Diego State to Ohio State. Micah Parrott, pivotal piece, wing guy, glue guy from those two really good San Diego State teams the last couple years. Sweet 16 and national runner-up. He started at Oakland. Good piece. Going to join a good little class here with Meechie Johnson from South Carolina, and who's coming back, who started at Ohio State, by the way, and Aaron Bradshaw from Kentucky. So Diebler's building something there in year number one, full year number one, that is. He took over the interim tag last year. So looking forward to seeing what the Diebler era holds in store in Columbus. Curtis Williams, where's Clark at? Going from Louisville to Georgetown. I know Clark was excited about this one. 6'5 freshman, 5 points, higher upside. Joins a good class so far for Ed Cooley in year number two, Malik Mack and Micah Peavy. We broke down the Mack fit. Ed Cooley's got to have a good point guard. He's been good with those undersized point guards. So we love Mack going from, of course I love Mack. It's my name. Going from Harvard to Georgetown and then Peavy as well as a veteran glue guy going from TCU after starting his career at Texas Tech and ending up at Georgetown here. One of those Indiana State transfers, Ryan Conwell going over from Indiana State, 6'4" guard. He averaged 17 a game, shot 40%+ from three. Fucking Sean Miller's done a good job in the portal here. Dante Maddox, coming over from Toledo, John Hughley from Oklahoma, Marcus Foster. They get Fremantle back. I know they lost Claudy the other day, but the rumors he might go to UConn. We'll see. Everybody's rumored that they're going to their school until whoever comes up with the biggest bag of cash. So, but yeah, like I said, Xavier should be an NCAA tournament team. That was a one-hit wonder last year that they missed. Corin Johnson going from Washington to Louisville, role guy, or not role guy. I mean, he averaged 11 points a game, 37% from the three-point line, 6'2 guard. So Pat Kelsey is building up bodies. We've talked about the depth of the guys he's dug into the portal. Khalifa, he's going to sit out, though. Hadley, Edwards, Scott, and his guy Ryan Smith coming over from Charleston as well. Year one going to be interesting for Pat Kelsey in Louisville. Looking forward to seeing how they finish out this roster. How about our guy Robbie Avila finally announcing he's a Billiken? I'm glad he's following his Coach Schwartz. He gave him a chance, and he ran with an opportunity. 6'10", he'll be a junior next year. 17 points a game, 7 rebounds, 40% from three, passes it. He's got goggles. He's Kareem Abdul Avila, as I like to call him. So looking forward to seeing him as a Billiken. I'll tell you what, man, the must bus, and shout out to 380 Tour. The must bus has got a big one from Boise State, who started at Texas Tech. Chibuzu Agbu, 6'7 senior, 4-year guy that's going to be in his fifth year, 14 points, 5 rebounds, winner, been in the NCAA tournament, what, 3 out of the last 4 years or all 4 years? I can't keep track. Shot 40% from three. This is a good piece, and this is on the heels of St. Thomas, not the Tommy, St. Thomas, the player, 6'7", 20-10 guy from Northern Colorado. Yes, that same Northern Colorado program that produced Dalton Connect. So I'm not saying St. Thomas is going to go to USC and average fucking 20, but we've seen Northern Colorado produce a guy that can make things happen at the SEC level, be a National Player of the Year candidate, SEC Player of the Year. St. Thomas, the Tommy, going from Northern Colorado to USC, and also Matt Nolan going from Yale to USC as well. So big weekend for the must bust. They must have had a spring game, 12 points, 5 rebounds, part of that upset win over Auburn. And they joined the class of Josh Cohen coming over from UMass. He was at Arkansas for a nice cup of coffee before the must bust got the job. Clark Slodgert from Penn, Ray Shonagi from Bowling Green, and Bryce Pope from a Division II sharpshooter. Must-bust going to be an interesting team next year. Looking forward to seeing that energy in the Big Ten in year number one. And I'll tell you what else I'm always looking forward to. That's Underdog Fantasy, because it's the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. So get on over there with our proud sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Simply pick higher or lower. And anybody that follows me on Twitter knows I'm taking all lowers in the NBA playoffs because the unders are hitting left and right. So get on over there, look at some players you want to fade, and stack their lowers on top of lowers, and you can get a nice 6-1 payout, 7-1 payout. Who's tomorrow? I think the Suns and T-Wolves. Let's go lower on Anthony Edwards. He's freaking acting like they won the Super Bowl, the Timberwolves, barking at Kevin Durant. So that's a lower for me on his points. I don't even know what it is, but lower. The Clippers, yeah, the Clippers lower. They that was their Super Bowl, beating the Mavs the way they did. Go lower on Westbrook. Westbrook was making threes. He's not going to make threes again. And the other one was the Bucks and Pacers. Go lower on Lillard. Lillard made everything, and then he didn't score a point in the second half. So simply go lower, 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 like the limbo, baby. Get on over there and use that promo code TCESGPN, and Underdog is available in 30 states, including California, Texas, and Canada. They also just launched Champions, their player versus player format in Florida. Florida legalized gambling today. Let's fucking go. So make sure you sign up with that code TCESGPN, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code TCESGPN. And we're also brought to you by the football contest, Proxy. Thinking of entering the Circa Survivor or Millions contest, but don't live in Nevada? No problem. It's easy to hire a proxy to submit picks for you each and every week to with the chance to win millions on millions. Sign up in Las Vegas and then submit your picks to the proxy. We partnered up with the gold standards of proxies over at footballcontextproxy.com. Plus, if you use a promo code SGP at Underdog, at checkout, you'll save $50 off your proxy fees. That's right. Just go over to footballproxy.com. That's the footballcontextproxy.com. Promo code SGP to get $50 off. All righty, we are back on the College Basketball Experience. Contacts drying up left and right. Allergy season, but portal doesn't stop for allergies. You gotta battle through it. Let's go over to our guys from Providence. Wesley Cardett going over from our guys from Chicago State. He was a good piece there. Why Jared Gillian, who we did not talk about, took the associate head job at Long Island. The Shocks, so wishing him the best of luck. 19 points, 35% from three. Kim English, solid little class here, baby, with Abdur-Rahim coming over from Georgia, Asunduku from St. Joe's, Bensley Joseph from Miami. Good little piece here. Cardetti's going to be able to score the ball. I think that translates to the Big East level. Look forward to seeing how he fits with Kim English in year number two at the dunk, baby. So let's get on over there to College Park with Tafara Gapari going from Georgia Tech to Maryland. Role guy, five points, four rebounds. But he joins a good class with Celton Miguel, Jacoby Gillespie, and Rodney Rice. We've talked about them and when they committed. Big year for Kevin Willard. He's got to get this thing back to the NCAA tournament. That's where Maryland basketball belongs in a pivotal year in the Big Ten. Speaking of big years, Keyshawn Hall's going from George Mason, 17 points, 8 rebounds, 36% from 3, over to the UCF Shiny Knights, and it's a pivotal year for Johnny Dawkins in the best league, the Big 12, and he joins Benny Williams and Mikey Williams, the Williams guys. I don't know about UCF. I think I was encouraged with what I saw last year, but and the same thing goes for BYU. I was telling Colby and Noah this, like, you need to prove it that you can do it back to back to back year. Like, anybody can get good for 1 year. Look at fucking Missouri, what they did with Dennis Gates. Prove to me that you can run a program at this high a level in this high level league year after year after year, or otherwise you're just a one hit wonder. So interested to see what happens with Johnny Dawkins here in year number two in the Big 12. All right. I know Colby and Nick talked about this soft team yesterday. The Duke Blue Devils got some guys. They got Mason Gillis coming over from Purdue. How random is that? Mason Gillis goes from Purdue to Duke. And then Malik Brown goes from Syracuse to Duke. I know they got Cooper Flagg coming in. I don't know what I think of Duke. I don't think that they're as bad as everybody's making them out to be, but I also you start scratching your head a little bit that you lose 6-7 guys at Duke. Maybe the NIL collective is not as good, or maybe, you know, they've been paying guys for a long, long time at Duke, and everybody else is able to pay some guys, and now the playing field's evened out a little bit. I'm interested to see what the Duke Blue Devils look in. What is this, year number three now for John Shire? Pivotal year. They have the freshman class, but do freshmen win now? That's the big question. We just went through this with Kentucky and Calipari. Are we going to go through this now with John Shire or Duke? I don't know. Gil, don't get me wrong. Mason Gillis is a good piece. And we talked about Purdue. I know a lot of people want to shit on Purdue because they laid an egg in the national championship. But it was because guys like Mason Gillis did not make a three or even get a three attempt off. Mason Gillis shot 48% from three last year. That's incredible. 7 points, four rebounds. Really good career at Purdue. Good role guy. Now he's going to Duke. It's interesting. In a way, it's good for Cooper Flagg to have a guy like Mason Gillis. Gillis was around Zach Edey. He's been around the hype. Now the hype is going to be at a whole different level with Cooper Flagg coming in here, but than Zach Edey, just because of his name, what his expectations are, potentially be the number one pick in a year. Malik Brown also coming in. So maybe they're going to just get some veteran pieces that you're not going to run a lot of plays for them because they think they have the talented guys enough with the freshmen. Duke's an interesting team. Duke is going to be a conversation that, I mean, they're always a conversation, but next year is going to be an interesting Duke team. So look forward to see what they finish out. Go check out Colby and Nick's breakdown of the Duke Blue Devils yesterday. I can't believe they lost Roach. That one still has me scratching my head. I thought he would come back for his fifth year, but glad he's going to Baylor. I think he's a good fit there. Connor Asigen, Wisconsin fans, help me out. I can't pronounce his name. Going over to Nebraska, 6'4 guy, 30%. He's a shooter. Maybe he fits better in Hoiberg's system rather than Greg Gard's system. Luke O'Brien going over from Colorado, Georgia Tech, 6'8 senior, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Solid piece. He joins Javion McCollum, who's also going over to Oklahoma. I'll tell you what, Mark Byington had a solid little weekend for the Vanderbilt Commodores. Jason Edwards coming over from North Texas. He's a 20 points game guy last year. Good piece there for Byington in year number one. Devin McLaughlin, 10 points, 6 rebounds over from BC. By the way, BC lost their whole fucking team. The more and more I was looking into shit coming into this episode. I'm going to read off a couple more BC guys coming down here. And then Grant Huffman also committed from Davidson, 6'4", senior, 13 points. He went to Davidson. He's a 3-point shooter. He's a white guy. Tyler Nickel from Virginia Tech also was already there. And Jalen Carey followed him from JMU. Elijah Martin going over from the Owls. Trevor in here. I don't see Trevor in here tonight. Going over from FAU to the big school in Gainesville, the Florida Gators. Gators get some more guard depth. This is a good piece. Four-year guy, been to a Final Four. Like I said, 13 points, 35% from three. He joined Sam Alexis from Chattanooga. Ruben Chinulu, baby, from Wazoo. Todd Golden, year number three. I like what they're building down there in Gainesville with Todd Golden. So, looking forward to seeing that one and how they finish out that roster next year. Noah Reynolds just committed a couple hours ago. He's coming to the Big 12 Horizon Player of the Year. 20 points a game, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. We knew Noah Reynolds from Green Bay this year. This is part of the shit that sucks with the mid-majors is you don't get to see Noah Reynolds come back for Sonny Wicks. Sonny Dykes in football. Sundance Wicks at Green Bay, who did as good a job as anybody in the country. But he loses his star guy, Horizon Player of the Year. He joins the backcourt with Frankie Collins from Arizona State. So TCU, Jamie Dixon, he gets it done in the portal. He's going to get it done again here with Noah Reynolds, Frankie Collins in the backcourt. CJ Walker also coming over from UCF from an athlete standpoint. My Mountaineers got in the portal this weekend. They brought over a couple Fighting Illini. Young pieces, Sincere Harris and Imani Hansberry. They're going to be good. I think they're not going to be the impact guys right away that everybody thinks that they may be, but they're going to be good pieces. I think they're ready to play after being in that Illinois system, especially Sincere Harris going against Heron Channing day in and day out. Imani Hansberry got some Power 5 experience. They followed their assistant head coach, Chester Frazier, who took the job with DeVries at West Virginia. Plenty of more spots for the Mountaineers as they look to finish out this roster and complement Tucker DeVries' senior year and his father, Darren DeVries' first year in Morgantown. And obviously, I'll have you guys covered on that one. So let's go, Ears. Christian Tucker going from UTSA to Cal, 6'3 guard, 11 points, 5 assists, joins also Josh Allah Joseph from Minnesota, 6'7 sophomore. 7 points a game. So Mark Madsen, good little portal class here. A couple more pieces. I think that they've hinted that the Cal Golden Bears will land as they head in to the ACC, them and the Tree Huggers and the Stangs in year number one of the ACC. Speaking of BC from earlier, Claudell Harris, a 6'3 guard. 14 points, 37%. Man, BC had some good pieces last year. They were just – I felt like they lost a lot of close games, and now they're just getting absolutely ambushed in the portal. Earl Grant. Goes over to Mississippi State. Chris Jan's got a good little class here. Michael Nwoko from Miami, big fella that didn't get much time. And Kanye Clary from Penn State. So Jan's made the tournament back-to-back years. We'll see what happened to year number three. Jaden Zachary, BC to Clemson, another BC guy on the move, another guy not coming back, 6'2", guard, going down to Clemson, coming off the Elite Eight game, or Elite Eight appearance, 11 points, 41%, good piece. I like this game every time I watch BC this year. Nick Boyd, another FAU, Al is on the way out. He is headed to San Diego State, the team they lost in the Final Four at the buzzer. So he's a role guy, 9 points, 40% 3 points. So good piece there for San Diego State, Brian Dutcher, who always desperately struggled to make shots. CJ Wiltzer from Nebraska to Texas A&M. They just played in the NCAA tournament. Said, hey, man, if you can't beat them, join them. So he's going over to play for the Buzzsaw, 6'5 wing, 8 points game, 40%. Katie Johnson going over from Auburn to Mason, going down 11. I like this. He's a talented guard. Go play for Tony Skinn in his final fifth year. Also, Mason from Missouri State to Arizona State. Where's our guy Daniel at? He likes his old Sun Devil. So you got yourself a piece there, Daniel. Jordan Butler from Mizzou to South Carolina, 7 foot guy, freshman. We'll see what happens with him and his development. Andres Jim McCoskey going from Wazoo to Colorado, 6'8 senior, 10 points a game, 33%. What is going on here? A little technical difficulties. All right, we're back. Brock Weiss going over from Creighton to North Texas, 6'10 freshman. And then I got a couple more here. Prince Alibi going over from BC, another BC guy to Seton Hall. Jerry Dango from Hampton, Florida State. CJ Nolan from North Texas and New Mexico. Jamal Mashburn Jr. from New Mexico to Temple. Nobody saw that one coming. 6'2 guard, 38% from three, 14 points a game. And guys, that's all I got from this past weekend. That's all I got. Plenty of names hit the portal. That's what we'll talk about more tomorrow. I'm not going to go through the 30 names that hit the portal, best available. We just went through about 40 names that just committed over this weekend. Reminder, we got 9 days left before the portal closes. So we'll get some more big names coming in. And I'm going to scroll through the chat. Damani talking about great Osabar. I agree with you. I will say Osabar does shoot the ball better than people give him credit for, watching him in the Mountain West this year. So maybe that's the next step in his game, because he is a little bit undersized going from the Mountain West to SEC. So he's going to have to be able to shoot the ball, especially from the top of the key. Cannabis Capper is Mick Cronin on the hot seat. If he misses the tournament, maybe. I don't think so. I mean, he's been to a Final Four, Sweet 16. I know it is UCLA. I know that they've definitely fallen out of the blue blood company as much as they don't want to admit it. But I don't know if he's really on the hot seat completely. I guess if he misses the tournament, anything could happen, especially in this day and age. He may jump before he's on the hot seat. David asking about Toby Awaka from Tennessee. I need to look more into Awaka. He's a good piece. Contributed to Tennessee these last couple of years. I was a little surprised that he left. But yeah, I mean, David, Arizona's got to start filling out some pieces. They haven't got anybody. They lost Boswell. They lost Ballo. I know it lost some other guys. They're headed to the Big 12. They're not in the Pac-12 anymore, so they need to get busy quick. I know they have some issues with the NIL collective, but yeah, they need to get things going. In this portal cycle. Cannabis Capper, who's next year's Kenny Payne? I need to know who the dumpster fires are. Maybe Arizona State going into the Big 12. I know they're always talented, but they've lost a bunch of guys, and they haven't really reloaded in the portal. So maybe it's Arizona State that's a dumpster fire. But I don't know. I don't really have one. I mean, Louisville is such a obvious pick for a dumpster fire. It's yeah, I would say as of right now, Arizona State. So yeah, Busch Light and Hookers. Yeah, attaboy, Jason Cox. Kentucky is fucked. I mean, I hope so. Cronin is itching to get the hell out of town. I agree. Especially going to the Big Ten. He didn't sign up for that, but got to deal with the cards that are dealt, baby. So, all right, guys, let's get up on out of here. We talked enough portal tonight. It's midnight Eastern. Reminder to subscribe to the College Basketball Experience for all off season long. We got like I said, man, we got things in the works here. Got coaches interviews on the horizon, draft stuff, portal stuff, or more portal stuff, and conference previews. You guys will be satisfied as a viewer, especially the more and more you tune in. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. We'll be here Labor Day before you know it, baby. Getting ready for college football all year long. Get over there, subscribe with Colby. He'll start his freaking 131 or whatever fucking previews here any minute. College Baseball Experience with Noah Biedek, the road to Omaha. He just did a little bracketology last night. Go check out that. Go check out the Big 12 with me, Rush, and Troy. We're going to drop a little bit of football here tomorrow. Talk a little Dion. Played a cover there with Mr. Primetime and that drama and shenanigans. And then, of course, go check out the main sports gambling podcast with Ryan and Sean, second the Money Green. They got you covered on the NFL draft. So, yeah, man, that's all I got. This is a reminder. This is the College Basketball Experience. I am you guys can find me at Moneyline_Mac. Also, thank you for tuning in to another. This is Moneyline Mac signing off. This is the College Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we are out of here.